Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The government shutdown is stretching into the weekend and could go beyond that after the latest short-term proposal failed in the Senate on Friday. Democrats are demanding a reversal of health care cuts passed by Republicans. ABC's Selena Wang says
Republicans refusing to negotiate until Democrats reopen the government. Democrats digging in, refusing to cave until Republicans agree to reverse Medicaid cuts and extend Obamacare subsidies.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is.
And this game is underway with a bang. One more time, J.J. Watt.
Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run. Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Bill.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10-10.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Making life better by protecting your dreams. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And here we go. October has been circled for a long time, and now it is here. Three ranked opponents, including the 20th-ranked Michigan Wolverines today at Michigan Stadium. Iowa at home next Saturday night, then back-to-back with number one Ohio State at home and on the road against Oregon. You don't choose the schedule. It chooses you. And we have wondered for a very long time how this team would stack up into October. Many people thought that Wisconsin would enter October at 3-1. They are a very unsteady 2-2 coming off a bye week a week ago after the loss to Maryland. We welcome in Matt LePay. And last time we were at the big house, we weren't at the big house. It was an empty house. And you called the game remotely during COVID in the 2020 season. And a lot has changed since then.
Yeah, the Badgers won in a rout. And since then, Mike, the Badgers are 32-28, and Michigan's 52-10, and hung another national title banner. It was, you know, Wisconsin took control early in that game in front of a gathering of a couple hundred people, 300 people. It was because of all the restrictions and all of that. And it's stunning how things have changed, certainly for Michigan. And Jim Harbaugh was on the hot seat for a while, and then things got a lot better, obviously. And for Wisconsin, things just they turned the rest of the 2020 season, except for the end of the regular season and the bowl game. They've been trying to find their way in a lot of ways since. So we'll see. Maybe things can turn again here today. It would be a stunner, to be perfectly honest, but who knows? Let's see what happens.
Well, and then let's talk about the Wisconsin side of things. Let's start on a very positive note. Wisconsin is the nation's best rush defense statistically. They will face a team that will live on the ground and challenge the Badgers' run defense all day long.
Yeah, there is a little caveat to Wisconsin, and it is, the numbers tell you, it is the number one ranked rush defense. They haven't played a team that's been good running the ball. And that includes Alabama, even though, you know, the Tide got a big win between the hedges against Georgia last week. You know, Ty Simpson, the quarterback, has been on fire. He's got great receivers. But the highest ranked team in yards per game of the first four Wisconsin's faces Miami, and it ranks 96th. Michigan is eighth in rush yards per game. And a couple weeks ago, they played Nebraska, a very good rush defense. So we thought Michigan carved them up for 280. So this Wisconsin defensive front, which they believe is better, And so far, so good. You can only play what the schedule gives you. As you said, the schedule chooses you. They've held up well against the run. It will be tested unlike it has been tested yet this season.
Injuries are a part of the story. Let's talk about the quarterback position. Billy Edwards Jr., we want him to be back, but I don't think that's happening today. There is some question at the quarterback position as we enter this one.
Yeah, with Billy, he's been working a lot on the side, just trying to get the knee right. Hunter Simmons and Danny O'Neill have both been repping quite a bit, so don't be surprised if you see another change there. But the key is, you know, there's the old line about if you have two quarterbacks, do you have one? I think some years that's you have two quarterbacks, you use them. Right now they're just trying to find somebody. I think you could go out there and first off, be mistake free. You know, Danny's has made some plays. No one questions his toughness. He's thrown some bad interceptions. Hunter Simmons came in. It was, you call it mop up, but he threw the ball around pretty well. For someone who has played all of 11 games in his college career prior to coming to Madison. But he throws a pretty good ball, not maybe as mobile as Danny O'Neill. So, I mean, right now, this is just where they are. You're trying to find a way to make fewer mistakes. The offensive line is going to have some changes. Davis Heinsohn is going to start at center. Jake Renfro will not be expected to go here today. So, you know, they're trying to mix and match, trying to get out the duct tape, really, just trying to find healthy bodies who could go out there and help the team as best they can.
One of the parts of what October will unveil for this program is one of the immeasurables. Like, how do you understand how a program and a locker room manages tough situations? And that is one of the big tests of this coaching staff and that locker room, is to figure out how they manage the loss to Maryland, because it wasn't pretty and they had a bye week in between, but this is a difficult time and unknown what we'll see.
And we'll find out, because they have talked a lot going into the season where they thought they had the makeup to handle tough times better than a year ago when the wheels fell off in the final five games. It should be noted, though, in Fickell's first year, you remember the debacle against Northwestern. And, you know, Tanner Mordecai spoke very candidly. Hunter Wohler spoke very candidly, basically calling themselves out as players. And they get behind 14-0 against Nebraska. But then they come back. Braylon Allen just guts out a performance and you know, really plays better, far better than the statistics would have indicated. They find a way to beat Nebraska in overtime, and then Braylon runs all over Minnesota to end the regular season. So there is some history of overcoming some stuff under Luke Fickell. The sour taste of last year, though, if you're this team, you can't dwell on that. And as we've talked before, there are a lot of guys on this year's Badgers team who had nothing whatsoever, either weren't here, period, or had nothing whatsoever really to do with what unfolded. So this is a massive test today and throughout the rest of this season, really, but particularly October with Iowa, Ohio State, and going out to Oregon. I just want to see him, Mike, not make the number of self-inflicted mistakes that they made, especially in the last 2 weeks. Alabama's one thing. Maryland, when the first two scoring drives are 4 yards and 28 yards, you are gift-wrapping points. Yeah. And you do that against a team like Michigan, and it'll be ugly. So let's see if they can just give themselves a better chance to hang in there as long as they can, and then see where that takes.
Yeah, that's that old line, give yourself a chance to have a chance. And, you know, if this is a test, and the key to that test, and you just hit on a number of those items, but one of them starts with not making all those mistakes that you talk about. It's not just the interceptions or a turnover here or there. It's also playing clean and not being in a second and 17.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And that's where an outfit like Michigan has you where they want you. They had 7 sacks of Dylan Raiola of Nebraska a couple of weeks ago. That game on the scoreboard was close, but it never felt that way, I think, to a lot of people watching, because Michigan was so good in the trenches. Their offensive line with 2 backup guards playing, they still carved out better than 280 rush yards, and I mentioned what they did in getting to the quarterback 2 weeks ago. I think one thing, though, for Mike, and we've talked about who isn't available and guys like Billy Edwards and Jake Renfro. Tucker Ashcraft could see some time here today. He is officially listed as questionable, the tight end who was hurt in training camp. The tight end position has actually been, it's been okay with Lance Mason and Grant Steck. You see Jackson McGowan in a little bit. But Ashcraft, could, that's a lift. So you're looking for somebody who, we know guys who haven't played, but now here's somebody who might be able to get back in and get some turns. Like I said, officially listed as questionable. But I think we could see him some today. And so you're looking to grasp onto the positives, because I think Ashcraft is a good tight end in a position group that I think quietly has a chance to be pretty good.
By the way, before I let you go, there's also a game in Milwaukee today. Have you paid any attention to that matchup?
Yeah, it's what I've wanted, just for pure drama.
Sure. Yeah.
For pure drama and theater. I'm hoping for a very lively Brewers, if fewer Cubs fans there, the better. But yeah, it's going to be
it's
fun.
It's great theater, isn't it?
It really is. And I know that we were talking before, Mike, the record of, like, teams with the best record in regular season don't win the World Series very often, but the way this Brewer team can score runs, it gives me a little bit more optimism than maybe some previous years, because there's not a ton of thump, but there's some there, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. The interesting part is the Cubs are pretty good defensively too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is fun. Hey, hang on every pitch. Like, if you can't handle that, go follow the Pirates.
Sports,
you know, this is what you want.
Sports theater at its finest. Matt, thank you. Still to come, we'll have our minute with Mac. We'll check on the Badgers in the NFL. Chat with Jesse Temple from Badgers Connect and go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb. But coming up next, we talk Wolverines with the voice of Michigan, Doug Karsh. He's in next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
An intimate and cozy dining atmosphere is ready for you inside of Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells at the Copper Oak Steakhouse. Here, dinner isn't just a meal, it's a full-on experience. With our signature wood fire grill located within the dining room, enjoy a meticulous menu that includes hand-cut steaks, fresh seafood, nightly chef specials, and so much more. The Copper Oak Steakhouse awaits. Call and make your reservations today.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with anxiety. Now I'm finding better ways to cope. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore. Mental health care works when you make the call.
See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
More than 4 million adults in the United States have glaucoma.
People don't realize that glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness.
Nearly half of those with glaucoma don't even know that they have it until vision loss has occurred.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments.
Schedule a comprehensive eye exam to protect your sight.
National Glaucoma Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Learn how to protect your sight at stopglaucoma.org.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
Once again, back with you at Michigan Stadium, I'm Mike Heller. The last time the Badgers visited the Big House, it was an empty house. 2020 COVID season, even Matt LePay wasn't here. Called the game remotely. Wisconsin got a couple of touchdown passes from Graham Mertz, picked off a couple of passes from Joe Milton, and raced away to a 49-11 win over the Wolverines. The Badgers have won 5 of the last 8, but Michigan has won 52 of 70 matchups overall, including a 24-7 mark here at Michigan Stadium. And the fortunes of these two programs since that 2020 meeting have been dramatically different. We welcome in Doug Karch, and when we talk about Michigan football, it was a different story in the COVID run than it has been since.
I got to tell you, that game in the COVID season was the most dominant performance I have ever seen. Like, Michigan's lost big before. Yeah. That was a game where they got out-muscled. It was quite frankly embarrassing. And that Wisconsin team came in here and destroyed Michigan. And, I have great respect for the Wisconsin program. And I think the Big Ten's better when Wisconsin's good. And yeah. I'm always kind of a closet fan over here in Ann Arbor.
They've been a little lost. We're trying to figure that. They're obviously trying to figure out. Let's go back to Michigan's Week 2 game at Oklahoma. That's the one trick on this schedule so far, and it's actually, we'll get to schedule here in a little bit. It's fairly smooth from a Big Ten perspective. But what did Michigan learn in that game against Oklahoma that they were able to maybe put on the field against Nebraska?
Great question. So I think that was the game where they started to take the reins off Bryce Underwood. Now, everybody wants to go all in with the freshman and say, let him give him the whole playbook. He's turned it over once through 4 games as a true freshman. It was a fumble, not an interception. He's kept the ball out of trouble. And it's easy to say that until he throws 3 picks in a game. So it's kind of, I've called it a soft launch of the Bryce Underwood era. And we're in an era of college football where you can kind of afford to do that, right? You can absorb, you don't want to lose any game. But if you absorb a loss on the way to getting him up to speed, ramping him up to speed, you can still reach a goal of making the college football playoffs. So I think, but it was after that game where they're like, okay, we can give him more. And they learned a lot about pre-snap, what Bryce could handle and what he still needed to work on. Because, as you know, defensive coordinators see freshman quarterback and they go, well, I'm going to throw the kitchen sink at the kid. And so he's got to recognize what it's about to happen. And he struggled in that regard against Oklahoma. It's gotten better since, and it really showed 2 weeks ago against Nebraska.
Let's pull back just a little bit and think of the quarterback position as it relates to not just this game, but the college game in general. It doesn't happen very often, but that true freshman that comes in and you can kind of sit behind is different. I mean, you won a national title here a couple of years ago. It wasn't that case at all with J.J. McCarthy. It's a different deal.
It is, and, you know, we're not used to it.
Yeah.
But the fact is, this kid came in and they had a, you know, 4-star quarterback in Jaden Davis. They had a returning starter that was hurt in Davis Warren. They had others that were competing for this job. They had 2 transfers come in, one who played here when Fresno came in, and Mikey Keene. And it was midway through camp when I was told, even the other quarterbacks were like, okay, this is the guy. And, you know, I mean, anytime you have a true freshman, they're going to have their true freshman moments. We're 4 games in and we haven't seen a lot of them, but it could happen any Saturday. And he's special physically. His completion percentage is very high, but he's starting to make more plays with his feet and he's starting to get more comfortable in the offense. You can see it. And it is a rarity, but they think they have a special one here, and I like what I've seen from the kid.
When we talk about programs and they transition from one coach to another, Sherrone Moore was in the program.
Yep.
Has it fully become, and I assume it has, so I'm asking you a leading question, but it fully become his program now?
It has, and Sherrone is starting to do things different than Jim Harbaugh. I think his first year he kind of just kept the train on the tracks. Yeah. You heard a lot of the same phrases, and I think Sherrone is branching out a little bit and growing into the role. You know, he's a small example, okay, is last year they beat Ohio State. After the game, celebration, kids plant the flag, right? Yeah. Well, that led to the whole kerfuffle that got some attention.
It's a good name for it.
Yes, and Sharon said in the offseason, we're never doing that again. We're not planting any more flags. And I'm like, that's a, you know, that's a sign of a coach who's kind of feeling his way through this and says, all right, that took away from what was a great victory because it's what everybody wanted to talk about afterwards. And what they wanted to talk about was the game. And it doesn't enhance it at all. And so I've seen him do things with his players a little bit that's different than Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh was a fascinating individual. Uh-huh. I will tell you that. Sharon Moore is a great personality, fun to talk to every week, and the kids love him.
All right, let's finish on two thoughts. One, Wisconsin's defense statistically against the run is the best in the country. They have not faced a team that's committed to the run, including Matt LePay talked about in the opening segment, including Alabama, who is not committed to the run. How much will that dictate how today's game plays out?
So it's interesting. In talking to the Michigan coaches on the record and then off the record, what the question is, you can see a team that's great against the run statistically, and it's because everybody just passes against them because their pass defense is so bad, so they don't have to run it. They say this is authentic. They think Wisconsin's defense is authentically good against the run. They don't think it's some sort of who they've played or when those teams, you look where they rank in rushing offense, it's in part because they played Wisconsin and had a game where they weren't able to do much. So they have, again, off the record, sometimes you hear things, but off the record, they really respected this Wisconsin rush team.
Then let me finish on what this season looks like for Michigan. From a schedule standpoint, no Oregon, no Penn State, no Indiana, no Illinois. In a Big Ten landscape, that is a smooth sailing type of schedule. Where is Michigan on this roadmap that leads into the playoff and the end of the season concept?
A great question. I mean, you know, certainly they aren't looking past today's game. I'll start with that. Right. I've heard none of it, but there's the USC game next week at USC. And I think, you know, you got a Washington team that might be a little bit better than people thought with their young quarterback. Same thing with Maryland, a team that might be better than people think than they thought coming in with their young quarterback. So, you know, you look at things on paper. The Big Ten is so weird. It's like the Big 50. And you don't see so many teams. I honestly, personally don't like it because I'm not sure you get a true conference champion.
And shouldn't you see Penn
State? Your schedule's brutal.
The Wisconsin schedule is dumb. You don't pick your schedule, it picks you. But you want to talk about the perfect storm working against a program, that's what Wisconsin faces in this month with Michigan, Iowa at home, Ohio State at home, and at Oregon. I mean, come on.
Randomly generated whatever I feel bad. It's like even with a great, so you have a great veteran team. That's tough. Now you've got injuries at the quarterback spot. You got the young offensive lineman. That's a rough draw, my man.
Doug, it's always fun to come here. This will be a fantastic setting. It's going to be hot. Hot is going to be part of the concept that's at play today. How will the teams handle the heat here in the first weekend of October? Always appreciate a chance to visit with you. Thanks for spending time
anytime,
with us.
Anytime.
Thank you, Doug. That's Doug Carson, the voice of the Michigan Wolverines. When we come back, our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, customized logistics solutions to keep you moving. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It's game day in Wisconsin, and nothing says game day like a Clements brat or hot dog sizzling on the grill. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Clements brings you authentic, handcrafted flavor that's been a tradition for over 70 years. Whether you're tailgating outside Camp Randall or cheering from home, make every bite a winning play with Clements. Make it memorable with Clements brats and hot dogs. Pick up at your local store today.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Hey Badger fans, Jesse Temple here. With Badger Connect, I'm telling the stories no one else is. The inside moments, the behind-the-scenes access, the features that take you deeper into Wisconsin sports. And while you're reading, you could be winning every month. We're talking premium tickets, signed gear, even once-in-a-lifetime experiences with your favorite Badger teams. support the sport you love, get content you can't find anywhere else, and win big. Join us today at BadgerConnect.com.
Every day across Wisconsin, outstanding educators change lives, lift students up, strengthen communities, and shape brighter futures. The Outstanding Educator Program, brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, honors those who go above and beyond. Know someone who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
When it comes to driving hometown pride, Amory Chevrolet is always first on the field. Built on trust and hometown values, they deliver reliable service and peace of mind with a lifetime warranty on every new Chevrolet, plus select pre-owned and certified vehicles. With the best selection in stock and a full service and parts department, their factory-trained ASE certified technicians are proven to keep your vehicle in the game. Visit them today off Highway 46 on Cornwall Avenue in Amory. Amory Chevrolet, where they treat people like people.
Now that I'm retired, I'm worried about making ends meet. Food, medicine, and rent cost more every day. And that's why I used BenefitsCheckup.org. It connected me to an extra $1,000 a month. BenefitsCheckup.org is a free service from the National Council on Aging. In a few clicks, older adults like me can see if they might qualify for money-saving programs. If you're on a fixed income, BenefitsCheckup.org might help you too. For free, visit today.
Supported by the U.S. Administration for Community Living.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
Back with you from a very hot and cloudless Big House, Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor, Wisconsin, and the Wolverines will kick off just after 11 a.m., which is noon local time. Daytime temperature high is going to be into the mid-80s, mid to low 80s, so we'll see how that impacts the game. Among the storylines today, the Badgers are in search of their first top 25 win in the Luke Fickell era. The last top 25 win over was over number 9, Iowa, in 2021. They'll get plenty of opportunity beginning today. Five remaining games against teams currently in the top 25. Time now to hear from Wisconsin's athletic director, Chris McIntosh. Here's Matt LePay.
Our Minute with Mac is presented by Evans Transportation, customized logistics solutions to keep you moving. Badger fans who were big-time Badger fans in the 90s well aware of the back-to-back Rose Bowl championship seasons of 1998 and 99, an offensive line that matches up with any in the history of the program. Obviously, athletics director Chris McIntosh, a big part of that at left tackle. Mark Tauscher in 99, the right tackle. And Billy Ferrario, one of the guards on that team. And Billy, sadly, passed away here recently at the age of 47. But, Mac, I think of guys in the 90s were playing 50 games in college was virtually unheard of. And I use the word virtually because guys like you, Billy, Luke Fickell at Ohio State hit that magic number. And the first thing I think of with Billy is just his toughness and always there for the call. That's what I saw as an observer, as a teammate. How do you remember Bill?
Yeah, I remember him the same way, Matt. I think, you know, Billy was somebody that, you know, as a player and as a friend was just, you know, you could totally depend on him. And he was just a constant in that locker room as he was on the field and just a grinder. And, you know, it was obviously a very sad day when we learned and caused us to reflect back upon Billy and remember, you know, as great of a player as he was and as much of a role as he had in the success of the team, he was just a better guy, just a better friend and teammate. And, you know, although he couldn't in the end overcome his own personal struggles, I think, you know, all of the memories and that we've had shared together, not just me personally, but and not just that O-line unit, but the team. It's caused us just to think back on those and think about what a bright light he was to all of us.
You always think of the, you know, we as fans, Mac, we think of the championships, but the bond that you guys have as a team and as an O-line group, I mean, that's, I know it's a cliche to say unbreakable, but it's a cliche because it applies. It's an unbreakable bond, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, I mean, everybody's got their had their relationship with Billy on that unit, and mine, you know, we played side by side for three seasons, and you know, we took our lumps in '97, and grew together, and we don't have enough time now to share some of the funny stories from then, but you know, we really grew together side by side and as a unit, and you know, obviously went on to have great success. But it's that going through something like that, the highs and the lows, that I think, you know, really just draws people together really for their lifetime. And that's how I feel about Billy and how I feel about everybody else that was on that line.
Yeah, an offensive line, and Bill Ferrario specifically a big, big part of the Badgers' success, those championship runs in 1998 and 99. Our thoughts and prayers go out to family, friends, and teammates of Bill Ferrario. And that is this week's Minute with Mac.
All right, thank you, Matt. A little breaking news, by the way, from Pete Thamel, who tweeted out about 5 minutes ago that Wisconsin will start Hunter Simmons at quarterback against Michigan today, per sources. Grad transfer from Southern Illinois, played the final series against Maryland, threw a touchdown pass, and we had talked about it in the opening segment with Matt. Keep an eye on the quarterback position, don't be surprised. Well, there's at least one report from Pete Thamel that Hunter Simmons will get the start today. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten and visit with Jesse Temple from Badger Connect. But next, it's our Badgers in the NFL update, brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. This is Badger football from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Fall in Wisconsin means crisp air, football Saturdays, and family time. And with Kemp's, bringing the best to your family comes easy. It all starts with fresh milk from cows raised with care on local Midwest family farms. From wholesome milk and rich creams to smooth ice cream, every Kemp's product is crafted with quality you can taste. So whether it's fueling up for game day breakfast, tailgate snacks, or sweet victory treat, you can count on Kemp's. Kemp's, it's the cows.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
All across the Badger State.
All the way! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
In classrooms across the country, chronic absenteeism is on the rise.
Sophia A, grade 4, absent.
Julio M, grade 6, absent.
Aisha S, grade 12, absent.
These absences are often due to the absence of crucial needs, like transportation, healthcare, a working computer, mental health support. The list goes on.
Olivia H. absent.
Preston L. absent.
Chloe B. absent.
The reasons why they're absent are very real, and yet the solution is someone present to help them along their path. When site coordinators from communities and schools are on hand, they connect kids to the resources they need. And when they do, 99% of students are present and remain in school throughout the year.
Jacob O., grade 10.
Present.
Communities and Schools works directly with students, helping them overcome obstacles to succeed in school and in life. Learn more at communitiesinschools.org. Being present matters.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
Once again from Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor, Mike Heller, Badgers and Wolverines just after 11 a.m. today. Let me get proper attribution. I don't know what Pete Thamel knows, but Mark Tauscher just talked with the head coach, Luke Fickell, on the field. And head coach Luke Fickell did confirm to Mark Tauscher that it is Hunter Simmons starting today at quarterback. So I want to give proper attribution. I'll go to Tausch on that source as opposed to going to Pete Thamel. The Badgers lead the nation, allowing just 50 rushing yards per game. No opponent has gone over 75 yards in a game with Wisconsin. That will be challenged today. Time for our Badgers in the NFL update. It is brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, the Midwest's favorite dealership group. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
Many former Badgers shined in Week 4 of the NFL season. Beginning in Dublin, Ireland, the Steelers pulled off a 24-21 win over the Vikings, and a trio of former Badgers defensive players had major impacts on the game. Most notably, T.J. Watt recorded 5 total tackles, including a sack, while also adding this interception in the third quarter.
About the right tackle, O'Neal, and then this is picked off! T.J. Watt! As electric of a big play guy as there is.
That call courtesy of NFL Network, as Watt was able to secure his first interception of the year and the 8th of his 9-year career in Pittsburgh. He wasn't the only former Badger lighting it up against Minnesota, with linebacker Nick Herbig adding 1.5 sacks and defensive lineman Keanu Benton also adding a sack and a half in the victory. Sticking with the defensive side of the ball, former Badgers linebacker, now 2-time Super Bowl champion, Leo Chanel placed his stamp on the Chiefs' 37-20 win over the Ravens, picking off Lamar Jackson in the first quarter.
He's picked up. Here comes another one. Bolton coming after him. And the pass is intercepted. Chanel able to make the play in front of Andrews.
That call on CBS, as Chanel also added 4 solo tackles in the win over Baltimore. Another linebacker made his mark for the Eagles in Week 4 as Zach Bond secured a strip sack of Baker Mayfield in the team's 31-25 win over the Buccaneers on the road. Although the fumble wasn't recovered by Philadelphia, Bond still compiled 8 total tackles, 5 of which were solo, and he is now up to 30 total tackles over 4 games this season. Finally, switching to the offensive side, Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson recorded 7 catches for 40 yards, including this 8-yard score in the third quarter of Sunday night's 40-40 tie against the Packers.
Ferguson working at the top. Down, looking that way. Throwing that way. Ferguson, touchdown, Dallas Cowboys.
Mike Tirico on the call for NBC as Ferguson found pay dirt for the first time since the 2023 season, and he's now up to an impressive 34 total catches through 4 games, which ranks 2nd in the NFL ahead of Week 5. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you very much, Nick. We'll check around the Big Ten when we come back. Our pregame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Jesse Temple here. With Badger Connect, I'm telling the stories no one else is. The inside moments, the behind-the-scenes access, the features that take you deeper into Wisconsin sports. And while you're reading, you could be winning every month. We're talking premium tickets, signed gear, even once-in-a-lifetime experiences with your favorite Badger teams. Support the sport you love, get content you can't find anywhere else, and win big. Join us today at BadgerConnect.com.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring 3 powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services. Providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When I was diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma, I had so many questions. I didn't even know that it was cancer. Now I do. It is cancer. Blood cancer. It's actually one of more than 100 different types, and they're all treated differently. Now, unlike some other forms of cancer, usually there's no tumor. You can't screen for it to prevent it, and the symptoms can look like other things, so it could be hard to diagnose. I had a fever for weeks. I was so tired all the time. I didn't feel like eating or doing anything else for that matter. And I know that this can feel scary, but if you know what to look out for, you'll know what to tell your doctor, and you'll feel more empowered to take the next steps. Like getting in touch with the people who know the ins and outs and can help with everything blood cancer related. Blood Cancer United. They work one-on-one with each person who reaches out to answer questions and offer resources. Blood Cancer United was there for me, and they can be there for you.
Go to bloodcancerunited.org to learn more.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
Once again, back with you at the Big House in Ann Arbor, Michigan Stadium. I'm Mike Helder. The Badgers and the Wolverines kick time just after 11 o'clock Central Time, but just after noon here locally. Right now it's 73 degrees. Game time temperature going to get up to about 87 degrees. That will be a factor. The Big Ten still sits top heavy in the national rankings this week. Reigning national champion Ohio State still number one. Oregon is number two in the country. Penn State dropped four spots to seventh after losing to the Ducks. Indiana is ranked eighth. The Wolverines right here, they're ranked 20th in the country. Illinois is 22nd. Five Big Ten teams have the day off. The only other 11 a.m. game is Illinois on the road at Purdue. At 2:30, number seven Penn State is in the Rose Bowl against UCLA. Washington will play at Maryland also in the middle of the afternoon, 2:30. Louisiana Monroe is on the road against Northwestern in Evanston. 3 o'clock game, interesting, Michigan State at Nebraska. And tonight, Minnesota will play at top-ranked Ohio State. That game time is going to kick at 6:30. Just a couple of other top 25 matchups. Number 16, Vandy at 10th-ranked Alabama. Vanderbilt beat Alabama a year ago in Nashville and carried those goalposts down to the river. That game will kick at 2:30, number three, Miami is at 18th-ranked Florida State tonight. After the break, we'll check in with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's a bird bash at Pottawatomie. Thursdays, you could win up to $50,000 cash in the Bird Bash game show. Just play with your rewards card this October for a chance to win. Wouldn't you like to rake in a huge pile of cash? Bird Bash, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at Pottawatomie.com/Bird Bash. Must be 21 years old to play.
Badger fans, just like a great football team needs a solid game plan, your retirement needs one too. This past July, lawmakers passed what some are calling the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it could have a major impact on your retirement strategy. From changes to required minimum distributions to new savings opportunities, the rules of the game are shifting. That's why at Drake & Associates, we want you to have a playbook. Our Retirement Ready Toolkit includes my book, Get Retirement Ready, along with complimentary guides to help you prepare. All you need to do is text TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's 262-578-5657. Don't wait until the fourth quarter of your financial life. Make sure you're retirement ready today. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Badger Sports Properties LLC is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land,
We know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
It's your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please?
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Angela Bassett. As a first responder on screen, I know what it means to act fast in an emergency. In real life, the same urgency can save lives, especially when it comes to food allergy. For 33 million Americans, one bite can cause a life-threatening reaction. Now, there's a needle-free option, a new way to carry epinephrine. Know the risk, know the options. Be ready to act. Learn more at foodallergy.org/readytoact.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
It is Wisconsin and the Michigan Wolverines just after 11 o'clock today in a hot day here at the Big House. October was good to the Badgers a year ago. They went 3-1 in the Big Ten. The only loss, a 28-13 setback to then number 3 Penn State. We go down on the sidelines to Patrick Herb. The news coming out a short while ago that Hunter Simmons will indeed get the start at quarterback today. But there's a story to that story, and with that we go to you.
Sure, and before we get to why that's the case for today, let's go dial back and look at the offseason for Wisconsin in that quarterback room a little bit. So with the change at offensive coordinator, that also meant the exit of three quarterbacks, Tyler Van Dyke, Braden Locke, and Mabry Metoyer from this roster. So Wisconsin needed to reload that position. Of course, Billy Edwards and Danny O'Neill got most of the attention that those two were brought in as transfer quarterbacks, but the one that probably very less heralded was Hunter Simmons. He was a late addition after the spring window when they recognized they needed to add another body. So fast forward, what has happened in the last couple weeks is Hunter Simmons came in the final drive of the Maryland game, looked impressive, led him to a touchdown pass to Lance Mason in what others might have thought was mop-up duty for him, really important reps. That showed this coaching staff something. Then the following week, he got a lot of the reps because Daniel O'Neill was banged up, if you remember, coming out of that Maryland game. And so Hunter Simmons got the majority, if not all of the first team reps that week during the bye, that off week where they were self-analyzing and trying to figure out what they are. Impressed his coaching staff enough to at least get half the reps this last week. So he and Daniel O'Neill split a lot of the reps this week in practice, but by yesterday, by Friday, it was Hunter's show. He was getting the primary bulk of the first team reps. Now, we've been told that Daniel O'Neill will have a role in this game. They've got packages built for him to take advantage of his skill set, but the first quarterback that's going to trot out there is the least heralded of the three transfers brought in this offseason.
Well, Patrick, that he'll play behind an offensive line that has also had to shuffle because of injury and other scenarios. How does that work today?
Yeah, we're going to see Davis Heinzen get his first career start at center. And if you remember, that's another guy that transferred in after the spring portal window. He's from Western Michigan. They started him at left tackle in the opener, decided after that week that they wanted a different solution there. That's when they moved Riley Malman over to left. And the offensive line's kind of been a shuffle ever since then. Snapping issues, some youth and inexperience with Ryan Corey, and some injuries have forced them to keep looking at options at center. And now Davis Heinzen is going to fill that role. The one thing that they have liked so much about him and that hopefully will manifest today, consistency of snaps.
Yeah.
He's been really good there.
Well, it has been something that has been a work in progress, a little bit of an adventure on the snap front. Tucker Ashcraft also returns, and that matters. We won't get Preston Zachman, but injuries continue to be part of the storyline.
Yeah, but a big lift to get Tucker Ashcraft in some format back today. I don't know how many snaps he's going to go. He's probably on a pitch count in some sorts. But as Jeff Grimes described, he said it's like getting another offensive lineman back. He was supposed to be the day one starter at tight end. He obviously has missed the first four games with a lower body injury, but he's going to be back today in some format. And so when Dreff Grimes' offense is really clicking, I think he's got two tight ends that he can feature and use multiplicity with. So hopefully combining Ashcraft with Lance Mason maybe gives him that added weapon in this offense, and we can start to see it realize its potential.
Let's finish on this one. 107,000 is the official listed seating capacity.
I thought you were going to say that was the temperature.
It might be before it's all said and done. But this is a unique, storied building to go play in. Wisconsin has had some success here. The last time in 2020, there were no fans. But, this is always one of the great trips to come to and to be in this house.
It is. It's a bucket list type of place to come play. And I know the guys on the team, it wasn't really a story this week. It was more going into the Alabama that this is a historic place to go play. But this is on par with that, that when guys are looking at coming to Wisconsin, either as a freshman or as a transfer, they're looking at the opportunities, and getting to play in the big house is one of them. Getting to play at Alabama, getting to play at Oregon. Like, these are moments that these guys cherish, that they want to play in. It's a big stage where they can prove themselves at this level. The last time Wisconsin played here was during COVID, and there were no fans in the stands. That was in 2020, and Wisconsin had their way with the Wolverines at that time. There were two Badgers on this current roster that played in that game. Preston Zachman, who unfortunately won't play today, but also Aaron Witt. Aaron Witt was a freshman on that team. But that feels like a long time ago, COVID at the big house.
Sure does. All right, Patrick, thank you. When we continue, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of Badger Connect. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
Hey Badger fans, this is Brian Butch. Just like the Badgers, Potosi Brewing Company knows what it means to be part of a winning team. That's why they created Varsity Golden Ale, brewed with Wisconsin Athletics in mind. And the results are in. In one short year, Varsity has become one of the top-selling golden ales in the state. Even better, sales of Varsity have created significant impact for Wisconsin student athletes through NIL. So next time you're cheering on the Badgers, grab a Varsity Golden Ale and be part of the team.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Battery pop quiz. Did you know that most rechargeable devices use lithium-ion batteries? They're in laptops, power banks, and more. They can, however, be a fire risk. So power up your battery smarts with tips from the National Fire Protection Association. Only buy products with a safety certification mark. Charge devices on hard surfaces. Don't use off-brand cords, and always unplug when fully charged. Let's charge into fire safety. Visit fpw.org/battery for more tips.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
Back at Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor, Mike Heller and I'm welcoming in Jesse Temple of Badger Connect. Jesse, we spent the last hour and fans have spent the last 2 weeks talking about what the start of October is with this team being 2-2 instead of 3-1. How significant was the loss against Maryland and what impact can that have as we start the month of October?
I don't think we can overstate the significance of that loss, and we know what was at play at the time. If Wisconsin had beaten Maryland, the Badgers would be 3-1 overall, 1-0 in the Big Ten. And ultimately, I think fans are looking for a reason to have some optimism. And when you have a performance like that, it makes people wonder what's in store here for the next 8 games. Now, this Wisconsin team has an opportunity to write its story the rest of the way. But you have to instill confidence not only in fans, but in yourself that you can do something in some of these games. And obviously, October is as tough a stretch as I can remember for the Badgers.
Jesse, today, as you looked at this, getting ready for this matchup at the Big House just after an 11 a.m. kick, what's the biggest difference between these two rosters? How significant is the challenge that faces Wisconsin?
Oh, I think it's tremendously significant. Obviously, Michigan is a top 20 team. You have to go here into the Big House, but Michigan defensively has been very stout. They get after the quarterback. The offensive line has been very good. And, of course, you have Bryce Underwood, who is a sensational freshman. And so Wisconsin's challenge today is they've been very good defensively at stopping the run. You're going to have to be able to do that. And you're going to have to establish the run. And that, as we know, has been a challenge for an offensive line that has been banged up for the majority of this season. So it is going to be a tremendous test for Wisconsin here today.
Yeah, you just touched on it, but let's go a little bit further there. What does that recipe look like to have this be a game in the fourth quarter and maybe allow for the first ranked victory in the Luke Fickell era?
You can't have self-inflicted mistakes, and Danny O'Neill talked about it earlier this week. If you have that one big negative play, it wrecks a drive. Think back to the Maryland game, and I know that it was more than one play, but Wisconsin has a third down and they're in field goal territory and Danny O'Neill goes backwards and takes a sack for a 19-yard loss and Wisconsin is out of field goal range. Again, that single play isn't why Wisconsin lost, but those kinds of things add up. If you have a snap that goes for a 23-yard loss, that wrecks a drive. So Wisconsin just has to put itself in position where it's manageable to get some first downs, to get some momentum. And defensively, I think this group really has to help keep Wisconsin in it in case the offense struggles.
Jesse, one of the things that we've talked about as a common theme throughout the last couple of years is offensive line play, which used to be the go-to for Wisconsin football. Are they good enough to hold up, especially with the 4 games that await them in October?
Well, we're going to find out again. I think if you're looking for optimism, Wisconsin has not necessarily shown it to date. But they've also had to start 3 redshirt freshmen, which hasn't happened at Wisconsin in a decade. And at some point, maybe you have to take some of those growing pains in the hope you'll be better later. Individually, there's a lot of talent. Riley Malman, Joe Brunner. Obviously, we know Jake Renfro has been in and out of the lineup. And with the freshmen that they're playing, very highly touted, they just have to play as one and hold up over time. So it's probably one of the bigger challenges that they faced. Obviously, they had one in Alabama. And it's not going to get any easier anytime soon.
Jesse, let me finish with this, and there's no easy answer to this, but it appears to me and a lot of fans of this program that the offense simply hasn't been good enough. The defense, I believe, looks like they've taken a step forward from what we saw last year and maybe the year prior. Can this offense, in its current state, be good enough to get this team a few more wins in the Big Ten season?
Boy, that's the million-dollar question here right now. Certainly what we've seen the last 2 weeks hasn't been good enough, and everybody will acknowledge that. Defensively, they've got to shore up the pass defense. It's one thing to be one of the best run defenses, but it's another if that comes at the expense of not being very good in the pass defense. But offensively, I think it's a balance that Jeff Grimes has to strike, and Luke Fickell was asked about it earlier in the week, some of those more exotic plays or trying to get out in space compared to trying to run between the tackles and establish your identity. They've got to hold up on the offensive line. That's where it starts, and the quarterback has to make smart decisions. They've got individual playmakers. They just have to start stringing some together to give themselves confidence that they can do this, because as you said, it's been a long time since Wisconsin has won a game of consequence like this.
Last time they were here, 2020, they won. The big house was an empty house. It was COVID, and the Badgers won that behind Graham Mertz. See if they can't repeat some of that magic. Jesse, we always appreciate it. We'll look forward to again next week.
Thanks, Mike. Talk soon.
Ticking closer to kick time, just after 11 a.m., the voices of Badger football, Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher, take over next. I'm Mike Heller. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WEA Member Benefits is proud to support Wisconsin public school employees. Founded by educators, for educators, everything we do starts with you. For over 50 years, we've provided trusted retirement and investment options, personal insurance, and financial planning programs exclusively for public school employees and their families. Visit WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones!
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired for medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.gov.